أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون صدق الله العظيم. We continue with ayah number 90 of Surah An-Nahl. So far we discussed the word Al-Adl, meaning justice and the different aspects with regards to it. Justice to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, justice with oneself, and then justice with fellow beings. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded Bil-Adl, to justice, wal-Ihsan. Ihsan in its literal meaning will mean to do good. To do good in so far as our deeds, our a'mal are concerned. To do good in so far as our character is concerned. And one connotation of al-ihsan is what is found in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an ta'bud Allah ka annaka tara, that you make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat in a way that you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِلَّمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. And if you cannot see Allah Ta'ala, then know that certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sees you. So it is in actual fact to do good. However, commentators have looked at these two words, Al-Adl and the word Ihsan. Al-Adl means whatever is due to a person, you give what is due. Like for example, if there was a contract of employment, and there was, for example, 1,000 rand that was supposed to have been paid, then that 1,000 rand paid on its time will be regarded as adl, justice. Ihsan will be this, that although the contractual amount is 1,000, but a person gives over and above. That is ihsan, that is doing good to fellow beings and to others. So these are the two aspects. If we can, with regards to adl, actually another important aspect, that sometimes there is the reason that a person needs to retaliate. Somebody caused some harm, the shari'i opportunity now arises that we can retaliate, we've got all the right to retaliate. At that time, to forgive the individual, that will be regarded as ihsan. And then the third, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِيْتَا إِذِ الْقُرْبَى, and to give to family, to relatives, to close members of our families, to give what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does not say is what should we give. وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ, another ayat of the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying that give them their haqq. In other words, what is due to them, that you should give, there is absolutely no discussion. But on the other hand, to give will mean to give over and above. And here, the very important message that the ayat of the Quran speaks about here, to give what is due to them is found in adl. To give over and above what is due to them is found in ihsan. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى has yet and still been added on, and that shows the importance of keeping family relationship, fulfilling the rights of family members, and also to give more than what is due to them is a very, very important and emphasized aspect that is found in this ayah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.